Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. And we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of John, the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 12. These are Jesus' words. He says, "He who follows me shall have abundance of life and will never walk in darkness. He'll have the light of life." I like what one of the guys, he once joked that as a traffic light cycled from red to green to yellow and back again, he wondered if life was just honking and confusion. Many believers live this way, waiting for a green light God has already given. The truth is, clarity, guidance, and fresh insight come when we take steps of faith. This doesn't mean we move recklessly or prayerlessly. We still seek God's voice. But sometimes, fear of making the wrong move keeps us from making the right one. Overthinking leads to spiritual stagnation. One man of God, a pastor, puts it this way: if you try to logically calculate the will of God, you will never move forward, because His will is not merely logical, it's theological. In other words, when you add God into the equation, His leading often transcends human reasoning. And the Holy Spirit may nudge you towards something that doesn't make sense on paper, yet it is precisely His plan. Now, think of Jesus' disciples. They healed the sick, but they also stumbled and failed. If they had refused to risk mistakes, they would have missed the miracles. Faith means moving forward when God says go, because He has already given you the light of life. That's what the scripture says. Hallelujah. So when the light is green, do not just sit there, walk in faith. Amen. You may ask me a question, Pastor, how do I apply this word to my life? I'll give you a few pointers. Number one, step out in faith. Stop waiting for every detail to line up. If God has given direction, act on it. Secondly, avoid overthinking. Pray, seek wise counsel, but do not paralyze yourself with endless what-ifs. Thirdly, trust God's logic. His leading may defy your human calculations, but faith trusts His higher plan. Fourthly, embrace mistakes as learning. Even failure can be part of God's training ground for greater fruitfulness. Fifthly and lastly, follow the light that you have within you. Do not wait for a spotlight on the whole road. Move with the step of light before you, the way your patriarch Abraham did. Amen. Let's pray. Abba Father, we want to say thank you, for you are the light of the world. And Lord, we thank you for being the light of our lives. And we want to say thank you for that. Forgive us for the times we have hesitated, overanalyzed, or let fear keep us from moving forward. Abba Father, teach us to trust your leading, even when it does not make sense to our human mind. Give us courage to step out in faith, to obey your promptings, and to rely on your Holy Spirit. Oh, Abba Father, we pray the Lord, may we not be afraid of mistakes, but instead embrace them as part of the journey with you. Today, Lord, we choose to move when you say go, knowing that you walk with us every step, and we give you the glory for that. As your flock steps out into their jobs, into their businesses, running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand. Keep them from the enemy. Flourish and prosper them, because they are yours. I also lift up the brothers and sisters and our children who may be sick in our midst. Oh, Father, I rebuke every manner of sickness. Because your word tells us that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. And we vow to give you all the praise and the glory, honor and dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.